Bakuta Sikha's Chelik to Zion, Parsha Yisra Sikha Aleph, a summary of the Sikha. The Pasuk at the beginning of this Parsha says, Vayishma Yisra Koyim Midyan, he heard about all the things that Hashem and our sages asked. What did he hear that made him come to join the Yidden? And there are three opinions, three answers. One is that he heard about the Melchemes HaMolek, one is that he heard about Matan Torah, and one that he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. So the question that has to be asked is, what do you mean, what did he hear? The Torah tells you what he heard. It says, Vayishma Yisrei es kol asha'osa Hashem elikim l'moshel in Israel, whatever he did, that he took them out of Mitzrayim. The Torah answers that question. Why the Chachamim asking the question as if there's no answer to it, and they give three other answers, not the ones that the Torah gave? Therefore, we must say that there's something that the Torah answers with its answer, but the Chachamim are looking for something that is not yet contained in the Torah, that the Torah hasn't answered yet, and to this is these answers. Also, the name Yisrei, which we are told he was given an additional letter, Vav, his name used to be Yeser, and then it became Yisrei, happened after Matan, when he was Megayer, and he began to do the mitzvahs. So the Vayishma Yisrei happened before Matan Torah yet. Why was he already called Yisrei at this point? So to understand this, the Rebbe first goes into an explanation of something that the Rambam says. The Rambam says that Miyoyim Shecharav, he tries to explain the meaning of the word, of the statement, Miyoyim Shecharav, Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lo Elokosh Baruch Hu Be'ilam E'ele Arba Amas Shel Halacha Bilvad, that from the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem has only the Arba Amas, Dalad Amas of Halacha. That's where he is to be found. The Rambam asks, what does it mean? Is there no godliness in anything else? So the Rambam says, the ultimate purpose of a person is in these two areas, Chochmah and Maisa, wisdom and behavior. And Chochmah, he says, the ultimate of Chochmah is Chochmah Elikis, to know to pursue the unity of Hashem, to understand the presence of Hashem, the unity of Hashem, and so on. And Maisa means to not be involved in simple things like pursuing of pleasure, but rather to do the things that you are what the Torah tells you to do, Chochmah and Maisa. And then he says, and if you understand that the ultimate purpose is Chochmah and Maisa, then you understand that Ein Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'Olam Ela Arba Amas Shel Halacha. So what is the meaning of this? What is he answering? We can understand what Maisa is, Dalad Amas Shel Halacha, that this represents behavior of a person, is quite understood. But how does that express the wisdom of Hashem, meaning Elokus? And even though it's true that in the Beis HaMikdash, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, what was in the Beis HaMikdash? There was both the Lishkas Hagazus, which means the seat of the Sanhedrin, from which all Halacha came forth, and there was also the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was the essence, the presence of Hashem. And therefore, once that was lacking, so we need something to counter it. So Dalad Amas Shel Halacha must contain both of those. But still, what does halacha mean in that sense? That maybe that's how he knows that the type of halacha also expresses the Achdus Hashem. But how does he see that in the word halacha? And the answer on a simple level is simply that the Achdus Hashem and the Avas Hashem, these are also matters of halacha, and therefore they're legitimately called halacha. And that even a child and so on, everybody knows that the first thing is that you acknowledge Hashem and thank Hashem and so on. So these are the basics of halacha as well. But to understand it a little more deeply, Dalad Amas, where does Dalad Amas come from? How does Dalad Amas become the space of a person? A person's normal height is 3 amas. From the head to the feet is 3 amas. The head contains is the higher level, the torso, the body is the second level, it contains the midas, and then there is the legs, which represent, which is the lower elements of the body. Where did Dalad Amas come from? Because when a person stretches his hands up over his head, so then you have a full Dalad Amas. But the question is, why should it be that a person should be recognized for how high he can stretch his hand? The normal state of a person is 3 amas. Why it is a Dalad Amas? And the answer is because Hashem created the world in a way that it is perfect, but yet has to be improved by people. So Hashem created the body of the person in its perfection as 3 amas, but then gave the person the job to perfect it, to reach beyond that. And what does it mean to reach beyond that? The hands go up over the head. The highest element of the person is seichel. But the hands, which represent maisa, they are the way that a person improves even upon seichel. That's the ultimate of a person's contribution, is maisa, that he does the right thing. In other words, the number three represents the expression of creation, and the fourth level, the Dalit, the fourth lama, is that which transcends what the normal creation brings. In Torah, we find a similar thing. The Torah is called Oriently Saw. It's made up of three because it's Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. And then there is the fourth element which came through the Luchos Shniyos, which is Keflayim Letushia, that came through the Avodas HaTshuva. In other words, once a person is able to break forth through tshuva, then you get a fourth dimension as well, a fourth level as well. The same is true of Pshat, Remez, Drush. That's the normal body of Torah. And then there is Said, that which is beyond what the normal of body of Torah is, the fourth element. Also, the Beis HaMikdash was expressed in the same way. There were three areas in the Beis HaMikdash. There was the Chatzar, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Then there was the Heichal, the place where the Menorah and the Shulchan were. And then there was the Kodesh HaGadoshim, the inner sanctum. Those were the three elements of the Beis HaMikdash. But then there's the fourth element, which is the Aron itself. And the Aron, although it's very, very elevated and exalted, but it still had to be connected to Maisa, because Maisa ultimately is what brings everything from the higher elements into our reality. That's how we connect to the higher elements, through Maisa. So even the Kodesh HaGadoshim had Maisa. They had to sprinkle the blood in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaGadoshim and Yom Kippur, towards the Aron had to be made by humans, and so on, even though it represented that which is completely beyond any limitation of creation, as we know that the Aron, Makam Aron, Eidem, and Amida. And we also find that the three elements of Torah, the Guf of Torah, was expressed through the Aseres HaDibris, but the Neshmasa Deiraisa, the Neshama of the Torah, came through Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai, that Hashem descended on Mount Sinai. In other words, that the three elements of Torah came through Tchachma, through communication of Torah. But the fourth element, the higher element, the transcendent element, came through Maisa, that Hashem descended onto Har Sinai. It all brings to the same Nakuda. The three elements are within creation. The higher element, where we're meant to improve creation, go beyond creation, is connected to Maisa. Now that we understand this, we can understand the story of Yisrael. The Zohar says that Yisrael's coming to the Midbar was a preparation for Matan Torah. That's the preparation for Matan Torah, the Achana to Matan Torah, which explains the first question that we asked before, which is why was the letter Vav already added at this point, even though he hadn't yet been Megayer, because this was already the Hachana, the preparation for Matan Torah, so he was already known by the name Yisrael at that moment already. Now we look at the pasuk that says Vayishma Yisrael Kayan Midyan. What does Kayan Midyan mean? There are two meanings to that. One is that he was a minister by the people, a leader of the people of Midian, and another one is that he was a priest to the people of Midian. Two separate things. The minister, the leader, means that he was the one that carried out the Maisa, applying law and causing the law to be followed and so on. Then there is the Kayan, the priest, means that he was the philosopher. He understood every single Avodah Zarah, which means that Rashi says he understood every single Avodah Zarah. He knew the philosophy of every level of intellect, of philosophy, all the way up to the highest levels. His only mistake was he missed one point, as the Rambam explains in the time of Enosh, that they figured that because Hashem had appointed the sun and the stars and so on as the to conduct the world, and therefore they should show reverence to them as well, in honor of Hashem it started with. But he missed the important point. Yisrael missed the important point that everything in between Hashem and the creation has no value and no power. It's only like a tool in the hand of the worker, and therefore it deserves no credit at all. But the intellect was there. He had intellect. So in other words, he was the perfection in klipa of both Maisa and of Chachma. And then he gave all that up. Mashmua Shamu Ba. To convert to Hashem, he could have done while he stayed in Midian too. He didn't have to come to the Midbar. So Rashi says, Mashmua Shamu Uba. What made him come here? Not what made him convert. You want to know what made him convert? The Torah already answers that. He as Kolav Sha'as Hashem for Moshe and the Yidden. That's what made him convert. The question is, what made him come here? What made him go out of his metzias? What made him escape his limitations? How did he know that he had to escape his limitations and go out to the Midbar, leave everything that he had, all the honor he had to leave back in Midian and come here? What made him do that? To do that, he had to hear about Kriyas Yamsuf and Amalek. What brought about Kriyas Yamsuf? The fact that the Yidden simply walked into the sea. It was an act of Maisa that created Kriyas Yamsuf. In other words, that he came to recognize that there was a need to go out of your limitations in the idea of Maisa. Melchemes Amalek came about through a lack of Chachma, because the Yidden were lacking in the idea of their wisdom or their understanding. They asked the question, Hayesh Hashem, is Hashem Bekirbeinu, is Hashem amongst us? If not, that's what brought on the war with the Amalek's attack. How were they saved from it? That Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands. In other words, that the Yidden's attention were directed upwards in the Inyan of Chachma, up into the higher elements. That's why they were saved from Amalek. So therefore he knew from these two things that he had to escape his own limitations, both in Chachma and in Maisa. That's why these two elements were what is pointing out that he had to come and go out of Midian and come to the Yidden in the Midbar. And it also pertains to Yisrael himself. First of all, that the Yisrael is made up of, he had one name, Yeser, which expressed the fact that he added a parsha to the Torah. That's why he was called Yeser, the parsha of Ata Sechze. And that means that he added in the area of Chachma to Torah. And also the Vav, which added the element of mitzvahs, that when he was Megayer and he started to do the mitzvahs, the Maisa, that's when he added the word Yisrael. Vayishma Yisrael, those two elements he had within him. And it was essential for Yisrael, who was the perfection of Maisa and also of Chachma in L'umaze, in the area of Klippa, that he should come on board and he should recognize that the real truth is Dafke here. Because as we said before, that the Zohar says that the coming of Yisrael was the Achanat Matan Torah. And therefore, just as Matan Torah was in order to do away with the Gzeira from Al-Yainim Yalut Tachtainim, that the lower elements can't go upwards, so Yisrael, as a preparation, had to show that he had to escape his position in Midian and his own limitations in order to go out of his limitations, so that in Matan Torah there would be a complete doing away of the separation between the lower elements and the higher elements.